So let's bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
We do?
Oh, we do.
And the U.S. didn't make the World Cup?
We have to talk about that because it's the way they didn't make the World Cup.
Okay, go ahead. I got to go to the bathroom. You start talking about it.
Mike, you'll love this story. Even though you don't like soccer, you'll love the story. All the United States had to do to make the World Cup was to tie this game, play to a tie, not even win it. They played against a team in Trinidad and Tobago, I do believe. That was 1-9 in the tournament. They had gone through three coaches. They had released all their veteran players. The young players were being trained to go for future World Cup experience. And what did they do? They beat the Americans 2-1, so the U.S. team is not going to be in the World Cup.
Beautiful. This way you don't have to hear about it for the next 9 years until, when's the next World Cup, 2047 or something?
Amazing, though. Absolutely amazing.
Good. I'm glad.
And they couldn't complain about the crowd because it was moved to a site at the last moment because of the rain. So nobody was at the game watching.
Complain about the crowd?
They couldn't complain about the...
What would the crowd have to do with it?
Nothing. They couldn't. I'm just saying things they couldn't complain about. They just plain didn't show up.
Look in the mirror. You stink. That's what they complain about. You didn't play. That's all.
Absolutely.
Turn the page.
Now,
go back to serving burgers somewhere.
Speaking about didn't play, the Cubs got reamed out against the Nationals, so they lose their travel day. They'll play today at 4, and the Yankees and Indians are on tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you should have heard them on TV. It was like, how dare they cancel the game?
Well,
what a bunch of fools.
Of course you canceled the game. This wasn't just the light shower. These were heavy embedded showers that were coming through.
The greatest thing was I put it on, and they said, I think the game was supposed to start at 4 or 5, whatever it was. They said the game was going to be delayed for 20 minutes. And then they went to the weather radar, and it looked like a hurricane was coming at them. It was nothing but yellow and orange and red rainstorms coming at them for miles. I'm like, how are these guys expecting to play this game in 20 minutes? They're going to put on scuba gear? And then when they canceled the game, it was like, an affront against TV. How dare they? Why didn't they try? Why didn't they wait long? What are you kidding me? It's baseball. You're supposed to be playing it on dry conditions, and not when a ball hits the ground, you have to throw it out because it's waterlogged. A pitcher can't throw a wet ball. It changes the whole perspective of the game. Baseball finally did something right, and they get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I mean, you're now talking the playoffs, and you're talking athletes.
It should be all the time.
Yeah.
It shouldn't just be the playoffs.
But they play
too many games in less than prime weather conditions.
It's not the NFL.
The Yankee game the other night, everything was soaked.
Yeah.
The warning tracks, the run-ups, the outfield grass, everything was soaked. It's just you should not play any baseball game in less than prime conditions.
Yeah, it's not like football. It is not.
No, football's made to be played in everything. Football's not a warm weather sport. The problem with football is they start when it's warm and they end when it's just getting to be football weather.
All right. So where do you want to go in sports after we did that?
We can go to the next New York collapse, the Rangers.
What happened last night?
Lost again.
Wow.
In the first minute of the game, 15 seconds into the game to be exact, the Civ gave up the first goal. Then the Rangers came back and tied it 2 minutes later, only to see the Civ give up another goal about 10 minutes later. The Rangers lose at home again to the Blues 3-1. The Rangers now are 1-3. So all of this youth movement, new trades, this, that, whatever else you want to call it, the Rangers are 1-3. They're in last place in their division and going no place fast. What's the excuse now?
Yeah. So now I want to speak to you as just a plain baseball guy, okay?
Yeah.
Because I find this interesting. You're in game five to get into the American League Championship Series. And let's throw in the rain out from last night, okay? I heard some sports commentators talking about the effect on the players just sitting around doing nothing. My question that popped up in my mind was never mind the effect on the players, the regular players, but the pitchers. What's the mindset of a pitcher on the day of the game going into a game like this, which is an elimination game? And last night potentially could have been an elimination game, but tonight is definitely elimination games. What's the mindset of a pitcher, and how hard is it to sit there and have the staggering of maybe you play, maybe you won't play, maybe you'll play, maybe you won't play?
I can only speak for myself.
And folks, Mike was a pitcher, and basically a semi-pro team that was, you know, Mike was a pitcher in real good baseball. We're talking a real tough baseball league. So go on.
You're ready. When you go to the park, you're ready to pitch. Now, what they're talking about is things that you do to prepare yourself for the game, whether you have something to eat or drink or something like that. But mentally, when you get to the park, you're ready to go. That's it. When it gets pushed back, the only thing that you're worried about is what you have to do physically to get yourself ready for the game, about stretching, when should you stretch. But Major League Baseball and baseball where I played, they're not going to tell you, okay, the game's starting in 10 minutes. They give you a period of time of when you need to get ready for. Now, if that continually gets pushed back, then it starts to wear on you physically a little bit, not mentally. Mentally, you're ready. You should be ready to go. Physically, you have to prepare yourself to get ready to pitch. When the second that game is called off, you just turn off the switch. Personally, if I was ready to pitch on Tuesday physically, I'd be even more ready to pitch on Wednesday. You're just that much stronger. You have that much more gas in your arm. And to me, I would assume that these guys are the same way. Now, a lot of these guys' psyches are fragile. They say, well, I got to pitch on the fifth day. I can't pitch on the sixth day, or I got to pitch on the fourth. I can't pitch on the fifth. That's just a mental thing. That's something in your head. But when they're telling you you're getting the ball to pitch, that's when you just start to prepare yourself mentally to pitch. They know they're pitching today, and you just go on with it. This is just hyperbole that these guys are trying to sell in the media. These guys are ready to pitch. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I heard the dais yesterday talking. It was Pedro and Sheffield and Watchnot, and Sheffield was kind of downplaying the pitcher. And Pedro says, well, you tell me who's the most important player on the field. 110%, it's the pitcher. It's not the catcher, like Sheffield said. It's not the shortstop. Your everyday player, most important, is either your center field or your shortstop. Those are supposed to be your strongest positions. But on the day of the game, your most important player is the pitcher, because you live and die with the pitcher. If your pitcher has a stuff out day, and he has a stuff that day and throws a gem, you're going to win if you score a run. If that pitcher goes out like Kluber did on Friday night and has nothing, chances are you're going to lose. And it could be the best pitcher or the worst pitcher has been exhibited in these playoffs the entire time. It doesn't matter who you are. If you don't have it, you're going to get crushed. So your most important player is the pitcher. But when the bell rings, unless you're a head case, and trust me, there are head cases, you're ready to go.
All right. We'll see what happens with these games tomorrow.
Today.
I know, but we'll see if tomorrow. We can talk about what happens with them.
Yeah, the Cub game is at 4, and the Cleveland-Yankee game got pushed back, I think, a half hour to 8. And that's another good thing, because there is no time schedule for baseball. It's supposed to go 9. It could go 18. You never know.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Kozy with the Check on Sports.